Welcome to Cryptozoology with Dr. Daisy. I'm Dr. Daisy Fiore, and I research, write, and read everything you hear on this podcast. I hold a PhD in anthrozoology, an MA in anthropology, and a long fascination with the world's lost and undiscovered creatures. So join me on a journey to explore what may be lurking in the corners of this fascinating place we call planet Earth. We've already discussed large hairy hominids on this show. Bigfoot, Sasquatch, the Yeti, the Yeren, the Yowie, they go by many names depending where you are in the world. I've expressed my extreme doubt about the possibility of large unknown apes being present in North America. The evolutionary history of primates in time and space makes it highly unlikely. However, my reservations are far less in other parts of the world, especially Asia. Stories about Bigfoot-like creatures abound in Asia. The Himalayan Yeti is perhaps one of the most classic of the hairy hominid tales. But today, I want to talk about one that is a little closer to my heart, the rock apes of Vietnam, also called the Batatut. In 2014, I traveled to Vietnam to conduct research for my master's degree in biological anthropology. My focus was on primates, and I was conducting a census of silvered langur monkeys on an island in the Gulf of Cambodia called Phu Quoc. In order to conduct this census, I spent several weeks walking transects, or straight lines, through the jungle. I'm giving you this information because the time I spent in those jungles has heavily influenced my opinions on the plausibility of the rock apes. The Batatut, or rock apes, are described by locals and legends in Vietnam, Borneo, and Laos. The descriptions vary from 4 to 7 feet and seem to come in a few colors, including red, gray, brown, and black. A 1947 sighting by a French colonist refers to the animal as a wild man. Locals often refer to it as a forest man. In 1970, Dr. John McKinnon claimed to have observed tracks and theorized there was a large undiscovered ape. He even wrote a book in 1975. Lauren Coleman, a well-known cryptozoologist we've mentioned before, believes it could be surviving Homo erectus or Neanderthals. That last one seems pretty unlikely to me. Homo erectus and Neanderthals would have very high intelligence. Neanderthals would be close to our own. It would be strange for them not to try and communicate with us. And both species were almost certainly without hair, which does not hold with the sightings. In 1982, a professor at the University of Hanoi found prints similar to the ones found by McKinnon while looking for something completely different. Josh Gates also found some while filming Destination Truth. My favorite show, by the way. Watch it if you haven't. Along with the local legends and some footprints, a lot of Batatut sightings come from American soldiers during the Vietnam War, also called the Resistance War Against America by the Vietnamese. The name rock ape comes from American soldiers who sighted the creature. Greg P.J. Jorgensen, in his book Strange But True Stories of the Vietnam War, recounts an eyewitness account from the 101st Airborne Division. He starts by saying the six men of the story were carrying 100 pounds of equipment through the hot and mosquito-infested jungles when they stopped to rest. The soldiers heard rustling and jumped up for fear of Viet Cong. They claimed what came out of the jungle was a hairy, upright ape about 5 feet tall. One man claimed it was a rock ape, but another said he'd seen rock apes and this wasn't one. Another surmised it to be an orangutan, but another man pointed out that there are no orangutans in Vietnam. Other vague reports include the animals throwing rocks at soldiers, earning them their nickname of rock apes. There is one report of an attack by Batatut during a conflict between American soldiers and Viet Cong, where American soldiers saw a man ripped in half, but I can't find a reliable source for it. So what should we make of the stories from American soldiers? The initial reaction, of course, is to believe it and take it at face value. Whatever your opinions on that war, the soldiers were brave people dealing with very difficult conditions, trained to fight and find a difficult foe. If there is anyone whose report should be reliable, it's theirs. This is where I want to discuss my experience in the Vietnamese jungle for a minute, and some of the aspects of the one recorded report we do have from Jorgensen. I like to think I've done a bit of traveling in my day, and a bit of hiking. I hiked the perimeter of Loch Ness, I've been to East Africa, old growth forests in New Zealand, the outback of Australia, and the swamps of Florida. But Vietnam is indescribable. If you haven't been in that jungle, you just really cannot picture it. In Scotland, I hiked over massive hills and marshes and did 17 miles in an 8-hour day. In Vietnam, we were lucky to make it a mile in 2 or 3 hours. The forest is so incredibly dense, you can't walk away from your companions to use the bathroom or you will lose them. The guys would just turn around. I literally did not pee because it is so dense, you can't squat without sitting right on some vine covered in thorns. I went to find silver langur monkeys, which we know are there. I saw zero. I heard birds, but didn't see them. We passed within 10 feet of another group of people at one point, who turned out to be there illegally, and only found them because we heard them talking. We didn't see them. Could there be an undiscovered hominid? There could be a Taco Bell and I wouldn't have known it. That's really the only way I can begin to describe how dense that jungle is. Now, I was hiking in fancy lightweight hiking gear with a nice hat, an ultra lightweight backpack, really just carrying water and a few pieces of recording equipment, maybe 5 pounds of gear, fancy waterproof hiking boots, all that. So imagine for a second that you are an American soldier. You're carrying 100 pounds of gear. You're dehydrated because trust me, if you think Florida is hot and humid, Vietnam is laughing at you right now. I sweated in places I didn't know you could sweat from. Ear canal sweat? Sure, why not? So I don't care how much water you drank, you're dehydrated from sweating. You're covered in bug bites. Trust me on this too. I wore 4 layers of DEET-soaked bug-proof clothing with mosquito netting on top and still had mosquito bites on every inch of me. Vietnamese mosquitoes laugh in the face of things like clothes and DEET. So you're covered in mosquito bites no matter what you're wearing. Add to that a constant fear that an unseen enemy is going to pop out at you at any minute out of this dense, harsh jungle and take your life. This isn't a situation that leads to the best observations made or the best reconstruction of memory after the fact. I have zero doubts about the reports from our soldiers. I believe they saw and experienced what they did, but they themselves have doubts about what they saw. Rocks thrown could certainly have been from hidden or camouflaged enemy soldiers or villagers. Then again, they could have been from animals who have been known to do that. The encounter described by Jorgensen has some important aspects. He describes how tired and burdened the soldiers were and their doubts about what they were seeing. Could it have been a human in some sort of camouflage? I think that's a real possibility. One soldier brings up that it could be an orangutan. That's actually not an unreasonable explanation for the batitude in general. Unlike in North America, Southeast Asia has a history of large apes living there. Vietnam had its own species of orangutan, Pongo hujeri. These orangutans existed in Vietnam during the Pleistocene and may have been present up until about 10,000 years ago. But as we know from the sea lacanth, the goblin shark, the tree lobster, the kakapo, and a whole bunch of animals we mistakenly thought had gone extinct, things are not necessarily gone just because you haven't seen them in a while. And in a country with as much ridiculously dense and uninhabited jungle as Vietnam, some quiet and solitary orangutans could easily be hiding out undetected. Whether a distinct species or just a regionally adapted population, I think orangutans could be a really good explanation for the batitude. The monkeys I was researching had only been noticed on Phu Quoc Island a few years previously, and they live in large groups. Could the batitude be a mystery ape other than an orangutan? That's also a possibility with some support from the fossil and evolutionary record. The wet jungles of Southeast Asia are not the best environment for preserving fossils, not like the dry savannas of Africa. But there have been fossils found that certainly come from hominids of some type. There have been several fragmentary remains that were first assigned to a genus called Meganthropus in Southeast Asia and Java. Meganthropus was thought to be a non-hominin hominid ape. That means not a direct human ancestor, but some kind of great ape. Most of the remains are small and fragmentary, so there is some debate. Some say those remains just belong to Homo erectus, but there are a few that really do not fit into any Homo erectus found. Some say it could be related to the paranthropines, which we haven't talked about, but this is a really intriguing suggestion and possible origin of Bigfoot-like creatures in Asia. In a previous episode, I mentioned the Australopithecines, some of the first bipedal apes in Africa that we are descended from. This is the famous Lucy fossil. What I didn't mention is that they were not alone. We and our ancestors were not always alone in being bipeds. When the Australopithecines were running around Africa, there was a closely related group that some people call the robust Australopithecines, but most call the paranthropines. The paranthropines were also relatively short and probably hairy bipeds, but they were a bit bulkier with larger teeth and jaws. Most anthropologists believe they had more specialized diets, eating harder items like seeds and nuts, and they went extinct due to their over-specialization. Meanwhile, the more generalized Australopithecines survived, flourished, and eventually evolved into us. The idea that the paranthropines wandered out of Africa and into Asia, which was possible back then because there were land bridges, and found an environment where they did not go extinct, but potentially persisted, maybe even into modern times, is an absolutely fascinating idea. If the fossils found in Southeast Asia are from paranthropines, that could indicate that they left Africa. Now, it doesn't indicate that they survived until modern times, but that possibility, however remote, could be an explanation for the batitude. Another possibility is the hominid fossils represent a completely unknown ape. There are surely many in the fossil record that we don't know about. If this mystery ape is still around, it could be the batitude. Is it possible there are undiscovered primate species in Vietnam? Absolutely. In 2020, a new species of langur monkey was discovered in Myanmar. In 2017, a new species of orangutan was discovered on Sumatra. I don't think there are undiscovered species in Vietnam. I know it. If there is any jungle that could have hidden a large undiscovered primate, it's that one. There is a strong evolutionary history and fossil evidence of large apes in the area. Pair that with the local legends, beliefs, and sighting, and I think the case for the batitude is as strong as it gets. I just hope that, whatever it turns out to be, if it's still around, it gets the conservation protection it needs. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Cryptozoology with Dr. Daisy. For more content, follow the podcast so you never miss an episode. You can also follow me on Facebook and YouTube or subscribe to the blog at cryptozoologywithdrdaisy.com. I'll see you next time, and don't forget to keep exploring. After all, you never know what you might find out there.